These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello dear meditators, dear friends, welcome to yet another guided meditation for transcendence. My name is Raphael, I will be your guide for today's meditation. I am so honored to be part of your journeys, to be part of your meditation each day. I'm grateful for you, I appreciate you, I see you, I feel you. If this is the first time that we meet, if it's the first time that you meditate with us, warm welcome. You can, if you want, introduce yourself in the comments below. What's your name? Where you're from? Have you been meditating before? Today is going to be a meditation for transcendence where we will use a vibration as our meditation object. Before we start, let me tell you that on the 1st of August, we will be starting a free 100 days meditation challenge. Right here on this channel, we're going to be meditating together every day. We're going to count the days, and this will help us to keep momentum. It will help us to stay consistent, as this is a very important part of meditation. We're doing this challenge because we've done it before and we've had great success. It has changed many people's routines and lives and views on meditation also. You'll see it's really not that hard. Just 20-30 minutes a day will radically change the way you interact with people, but also the way you interact with yourself, the way that you communicate to yourself. That voice going on in your head will change its music, if you will. And it will allow you also to step in between stimulus and response so that you have the best possible tools to respond to events, whether adversity or happy events, too, so that you can make the good choices and live your life to your full potential. So let's begin on today's meditation. Make sure you won't be disturbed during the entirety of this meditation, 20-25 minutes. At the end of the meditation, we like to reflect on a little quote, on a thought, on an emotion. We talk about it a little bit. I invite you to journal about it, to write to the community your thoughts, how you resonate with this. And so make sure that you listen to the meditation right until the end and that you save these 4-5 minutes so that you don't jump straight to your to-do list, but you're able to use this energy you create during the meditation, this space for creative thinking, so that you can reflect on some of life's most important questions. You can sit on a chair, you can sit on the edge of your bed, you can sit on a yoga block, however you want, as long as you're sitting nice and straight, sitting with dignity, taking space vertically, horizontally, being right here, right now, letting go of expectations, disengaging your ego, disengaging judgments, so that you're not stuck in the past or yearning for an experience in the future, which is one of the major blockers for transcendence. Whatever happens, happens. Every meditation is different. And so we start the meditation by dedicating it to someone or a group of people. And it can be anybody, somebody that you love, somebody that you're having challenges with, somebody that you don't know, or even to yourself. You can let me know in the comments below who you're dedicating this session to. I'll respond. And in the meantime, let's do it. How do we do that? Very easy, very simple. We close our eyes. Hands to our heart, either palms on the chest or in a praying position, whatever feels more natural, more comfortable, more genuine. Nice deep inhale in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. We visualize that person receiving our energy as we connect through our consciousness to all other consciousness. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you will follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal. It is perfectly natural. It is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session. Don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate, and don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts, and certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation session is over. Let it go, let it fly away. Come back to your body. If during the meditation you feel sensations, if you felt sensations of numbness or tingling, that's perfectly okay. Start moving, starting with your extremities, your fingers, your toes. Take a nice deep breath, open your eyes, stay there. Take some moments to appreciate where you are. Notice what's new, what's familiar, notice the objects around you. I would like to give you a little quote to ponder on today, a little thought to have. I would like you to tell me how this resonates with you. It's by C.M. Valente, who says, "Do not ruin today with mourning tomorrow." I love this quote. We usually hear, "Do not ruin today by mourning yesterday." But he tells you, by mourning tomorrow. There's no point in worrying about what might happen or might not happen tomorrow. Because it's fiction. It does not happen. It has not happened yet. It is not within this realm of reality. And yet we tend to do so. Now that doesn't mean that you should not be prepared. You should be prepared. You should always know that, well, first of all, today might be your last day on Earth. That's a fact. We are all finite. Everything has an expiration date, including life. And also, that things might happen that might be challenging. Challenges will come. Difficulties, adversity might be there tomorrow. And that's okay. That doesn't mean that you should mourn for tomorrow, that you should worry. If you think that something might happen, make a plan. Prepare yourself. Take action. Because suffering comes from worrying about things that you cannot control, things that are out of your hand. So either you take control, if you can, or you let go and you let it flow and you don't get into your own way. That's it for me today. Thank you so much for listening, for meditating with me. I appreciate you. I see you. I really do feel you guys meditating with us every single day. Ponder on this quote. Ponder on this thought. Let me know in the comment section what you think, how this resonates with you. I hope I'll see you on the 1st of August for the launch, the pre-launch of our big meditation course. It's called Transcendence and Meditation, a Superpower for Your Mind, Body and Soul. And in honor of you guys being here all the time, I'm going to offer you a 50% discount on that course. It's not going to be expensive anyway, but I'll still offer you a good discount because I really do appreciate you guys. I love your messages, your feedback in the last year or so that we've been meditating together every day. It's been absolutely fantastic. I really enjoy it. It's always a good moment. It's always a moment of joy, of pleasure. Sometimes it's harder than others, of course, but there's always a positive energy coming out from the meditation. So thank you so much, you guys. Thank you for allowing me to be part of your journey. And so that's my gift to you. I also offer free one-on-one sessions for the first couple of people that join the course, probably the first 50 or 100 people. Of course, time is limited, so we'll see what we do, but we will do something. Thanks again. I don't know if you heard, the baby's up. So enjoy this beautiful sound of a baby crying. I don't know if you can hear it through the mic. I hope you can. It's my favorite type of music. Take care. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.